You're listening to EPN.
Welcome, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Business Confessional Talk Radio on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Michelle Salader of Sumer LLC, a copywriting and content marketing firm. In our company, we work with overwhelmed businesses who want to attract and build relationships with quality clients, drive sales, and grow their brand online. Unlike traditional copywriters, our staff is fully trained to suck the big ideas right out of your head and strategically turn them into copy that converts prospects and nurtures customers. On every show of Business Confessional Talk Radio, you can expect to learn and be inspired as experts spill the beans and share the stories behind their business success. You'll receive tips and advice from myself and your successful peers on everything from marketing to business development, mindset to work-life balance. If you have any questions on these topics, or if you would like to propose a show topic, I would love to answer them. The best way to reach me is to leave a question on our Facebook page, and you can find that by going to facebook.com/writtenbysumer. On today's show, I'm honored to interview Dmitry Kozlov, a colleague of mine, a friend of mine now, and co-owner of Maverick Core Solutions. Dmitry's special to me because he's recently helped me our company launch a brand new website. And not only was he spectacular to work with, he and his team, but they're also working for our clients now. And I wanted to invite Dmitry on here today, not only to talk about what he does, but also the bigger purpose he has in this world with what he does and his ideas about conscious capitalism. So thank you so much for being here, Dmitry.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Really appreciate the introduction and appreciate you having me on here.
This is awesome. I'm excited for this interview. Before we get into it, though, I'd like to just formally introduce you to our listeners. So Dmitry is a young serial entrepreneur whose current focus is a web services company called Maverick Core Solutions. Maverick Core Solutions empowers entrepreneurs through modern and affordable marketing and technology solutions. And you can find out more by visiting www.maverickcoresolutions.com. So thank you again for being here and taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I want to start, you recently transitioned from Purpose Inspired Marketing, which was your company, to the new Maverick Core Solutions brand. Can you tell us why you did that and what really is the big vision with that?
Sure. So Purpose Inspired Marketing is a brand that I've built over the last couple of years. I was very passionate about it. Started when I was still a senior in college. And kind of the purpose-inspired component really kind of defined what I'm all about in business, which is kind of driven by kind of a larger vision, a larger purpose, even in all the client work that we do. So I was really passionate about that brand. So I'm glad you asked that because it's like, a lot of people have asked me, why are you leaving that brand for what you're doing with Maverick Core Solutions? Well, the way I see it is, what I'm putting together with Maverick Core Solutions is something so much greater than I could build on my own. I have a partner in the company, a larger brand, being the Maverick brand, that was started by a business partner and mentor of mine named Yannick Silver. And we're building, we might get into it a little bit more later, kind of a whole kind of entrepreneurial ecosystem with Maverick Core Solutions being a significant part of it. So I'm super passionate about the Maverick brand in general, but overall, I wanted to expand from what I did with Purpose Inspired Marketing over to really all marketing solutions with a lot of the web design and the stuff we currently do, done in-house, but having kind of solution partners for anything from copywriting to social media to SEO. And it's not something that was really in my existing business model with Purpose Inspired Marketing.
Right.
Something that I was adding to Maverick Core Solutions. I was initially going to build Maverick Core Solutions as kind of a separate company and keep my baby, which is Purpose Inspired Marketing. And I realized where I wanted my focus to be. And I want Maverick Core Solutions itself to be a multi-million dollar company that offers really great services to small businesses and entrepreneurs. And, it would have been almost redundant for me to build both at the same time. And I know that with with Maverick overall, our vision is so great that I figured, you know, it's okay for me to leave what I've built for the last couple of years to fully engage myself and participate in building this ecosystem, with this company being kind of like my first big contribution to the ecosystem, to the entrepreneurial ecosystem that we're building with Maverick. So, you know, I left behind what was my baby to build something that's much greater, that I believe can provide greater service, and a brand that I've also become extremely passionate about. I'm in love with the Maverick brand and everything that stands for. So that's kind of a long answer, but overall, that's really why I've largely transitioned, and it's also allowed me to get a lot more resources, like I mentioned, with the solution partners, have somebody like Yannick as a kind of direct mentor and marketing consultant for the company and potentially even for our clients, and it's just allowing me to get to the next level, serve a lot more businesses with hopefully much greater services and better results for everyone.
Wow. All right. The million-dollar question here is, what did you have to give up, or what did you have to let go of in order to say or realize it was time to get to let your, quote, baby, your, you know, with purpose-inspired marketing, let it go? I mean, that's a big thing, right?
Yeah, that's huge. So the thing there was, like, I went back to the title with, okay, purpose-inspired marketing, and I realized what was hardest for me to let go was, like, oh, I built this brand. But then I actually used the title to help me let go of that to get to the next level, because I realized, okay, if I'm all about purpose, I'm all about a larger vision and contributing something greater than myself. The only reason that it was difficult for me at first to let go of this brand was because it was all about me, and it was kind of something that I'd built. And so it's almost like a little bit, I don't want to say oxymoronic, but I guess ironic in that case, that it's the title of being kind of purpose-inspired that allowed me to say, you know, let go of, you know, what was kind of like an ego attachment to a brand that I built to be able to build and contribute to something larger than myself.
Wow. Nice. Why did you get into, I mean, your web services company that you had, you know, Purpose Inspired Marketing, I mean, it's what you're doing and how you're serving clients isn't going to change necessarily. So talk a little bit about why you got into this. Why, as a senior in college, did you decide to start this company? And I guess, in what ways have you, well, I'll let you answer that first and then I'll ask part two.
So as a senior in college, you know, I was always very entrepreneurial since, like, you know, since I was like 8. I don't know. But as a senior in college was when I really started purpose-inspired marketing. And the reason that I ended up starting the company was I actually kind of fell into it. I had tried a bunch of different things during college, some of which made some money, some of which didn't. And in the process of building one of my direct sales businesses at the time, I built myself a blog. And I had other people that were in the same industry and in the same company kind of saying, hey, could you build me a blog? I'll pay you. And that turned into friends, parents, and small business owners saying, hey, could you build me a blog or a small website? I'll pay you. And what I've realized there was, hey, there's a demand for this service. I'm pretty good at it so far. And I like doing it and I enjoy it, so why not form an actual company out of it? What I'm saying there is I initially kind of stumbled into it, and I ended up really passionate about it. And when I was graduating college, I basically had a couple of routes that I could go. I could either get a job, and, you know, I had some decent offers on the table, or I could, you know, turn what I was already building into a full-time company and hire somebody and go out there and get more clients. And that's the route that I chose to take. So I don't know, for me personally, the web services industry is going to be my end-all, be-all. Ultimately,
right.
It's not. I do a lot more in the entrepreneurial world throughout my life. But right now, it's the perfect place for me to be for a few reasons. One, I get to earn while I learn, and I'm learning so much about online marketing and really mastering it and you know, the technologies and all the marketing concepts on all of that, and I get to immediately, you know, versus like if you're building a startup and you're doing marketing for that, you know, there's obviously a very long-term vision there. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and things may or may not work out. With what I do in the web services industry, it's like I get to have my hands in, you know, a half a dozen or more different businesses at once, because every single company I work with, I consider myself a part of their team. So I get to help to build their brand or help to grow their marketing process. And it's usually something that takes anywhere from a few weeks to a few months that, you know, that I'm working on one project depending on the scope of it. And I get to see immediate results. You know, we start, they're a certain level of success, and by the time we finish, they're at a different level of success or they're at a different level of kind of branding and recognition online. And that's really, really exciting for me to be able to continually provide that while also serving my entrepreneurial ADD, which means like the entrepreneurs do. And I get the opportunity to do that doing web services and web design, because I get to work with all these different companies and all these different industries, and I get to learn about each one and help them with my own skills to dominate their industry and what they're doing, even if when I started, I knew absolutely nothing about their type of product, their service, or industry. So this is just really exciting for me on kind of every level.
Sure. You know, I think one thing that really stood out for me is that you, not only can you and your team, you know, build just killer sites from a navigational standpoint to, you know, what the technology behind it, like how you can integrate it, what you know, just the integration and from a technology standpoint, but also you understand online marketing. You understand that this is not just a website. This is it's a part of something greater. And so I think that makes you different from others in your field. Will you speak to that? What do you think makes you different?
Really hit it there. It's exactly what I believe differentiates us from other web companies or than other, you know, tech services or even us SEO companies. They kind of, you know, because they're focused on exactly what they're doing is, hey, we do web design, or like freelancers, for example, you know, can do really, really right. Great design, you know, develop certain applications. But unless there's an in-house marketing director in the company that's hiring the person, directing the process, very often the companies may end up spending thousands of dollars on a website that doesn't really, you know, they look, but it won't always grow their brand. It won't always grow their business and their sales. And what I really like to do and what we kind of stand for as a company is getting people solutions and getting people results. So, yes, you know, understand web design and know WordPress and know the technology side, and we have people on our team that, you know different components of it kind of inside out, but the bigger picture there is we're building marketing tools. So all a website is it's just kind of like the center of your online presence. So that center is not A, bringing leads, and B, converting those leads to either paying customers or subscribers or whatever it is that your website is trying to do, then it's not really serving your business well, and it's almost a waste of money to have it built. But if it's a marketing component of your larger plan versus just this brochure being out there with pretty pictures, then it's really serving your business well, and it's a very worthy investment. So that's really what makes us different and kind of why somebody would want to work with us is understanding marketing as well as technology and design and development and all of those different.
Sure. You know, and I think one thing that I would take it a step further, and I want to shift the conversation here a little bit. One thing that really sets you apart, and one reason that Sumer, my company, I feel that there's such synergy is because we really as human beings and also what we do stand for the same thing, which is the idea that entrepreneurship and conscious capitalism can in fact alter history and can change the world and for the better. So I'd like to talk to you just or ask you just a few questions about this. I mean, you're really big into junior achievement and young entrepreneurship, and you talk a lot about, you know, just wherever you are, whether it's in person or online, you've heard a lot about triple bottom line and conscious capitalism. And you want to talk a little bit about why this is so important to you? And I'm curious at how at the age of 23 that you're so evolved.
Thank you.
How did this all come to be?
I'll answer the last part of that question first, so I don't forget.
Okay. Okay.
To Brandeis University, and then I actually graduated from there about a year and a half ago. And Brandeis is, they're an interesting school. I'd say I got most of my education through self-education, but a lot of my education in terms of kind of global consciousness at Brandeis and social justice is really one of their top steps. So everything that I learned there about social justice, I kept, and everything that I learned there about how, business is evil, I threw away, and I just kind of took the social justice component and my passion for business and combined those two and started, and for me it was a total, these are my personal values, and they're going to be like that, no matter what. I might as well bring them into my career, and if my career is, building and scaling companies, then I will integrate that directly into it. And it wasn't until, afterwards that I found out about terms like conscious capitalism, a triple bottom line, and started with line and, looking at companies like Whole Foods or even Yonex company, Maverick DNA and Maverick 1000, and countless other from the small business that's doing low six figures to multi-billion-dollar corporations that are purpose-driven. It wasn't until after I decided on my own values that this was something I wanted to do that I started researching all of these terms and all of these other companies and realized, by checking out books like Firms of Endearment and similar books that these companies are actually a lot more successful on average than companies that are not purpose-driven. So only is, being a, conscious capitalist something that's good for the world, I've realized it's also something that's actually really good for your business, especially from a long-term positioning and attracting the right type of people to work with you. So I think the first part of your question was, why this is so important to me. And, the one part of it I kind of explained where, obviously it's really good for business and it feels good, but I think it goes well beyond that. Every single individual, there's almost 7 billion of us on Earth at this point, every single individual is somebody that's kind of a contributor or a co-creator in wherever our planet is heading, wherever the human civilization is heading. And businesses and entrepreneurs are leaders in the co-creation process. And we can either create something good or we can create total chaos and destruction. And in business, you see companies and individuals and entrepreneurs that drain resources from the environment, that hurt populations and nations and other people in the process of building their vision or in the process of building what they believe will earn a lot of money or satisfy one person while kind of draining and hurting the other. And then there's others who are out there who have just as big or bigger of a vision and also want to make a lot of money in the process and create a very unique lifestyle for themselves and everybody that's involved in their company. But they also recognize that every single thing they do affects the rest of the world, and they want to live in a better world long term, and they want to leave the planet better than they found it for their children. And those types of entrepreneurs, they're very conscious, but they also strongly believe in this idea that capitalism and entrepreneurship is what drives economic growth, is what drives any kind of change, whether negative or positive, in the environment or in social consciousness and all of that. And, I realized kind of early on that I want to be one of those people that's really, really important to me. And I also love building businesses. I totally hate the idea that, you know, that's taught in many kind of, even in many universities that, you know, big business is evil. You know, big business can be evil and big business can be great. It just depends on who runs it and their level of consciousness and
right.
what their company's
right.
mission and vision for the future is.
Fantastic. So what do you tell, let's talk a little bit, one last question, and we're running out of time here, but I'm curious about your passion. You're young, obviously, I get that, but young entrepreneurship. And so how do you, who's out there serving young entrepreneurs and guiding them in the right way? And how do you see education the young entrepreneurial community, what needs to happen in order to raise a new generation of conscious entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question. And if I could answer it kind of like and provide a solution in that area, I totally would. But I can't provide a full solution, but I'll share my ideas. I think one is, you know, educational reform. I'm not going to go into a ton of detail mm-hmm. about that because that could dedicate an entire radio show to it.
Or maybe a whole year.
So I mean, I think systematically things need to change, but that's not where we're going to start creating the most change.
Right.
We have
right.
this wonderful tool called the Internet, and online, you know, almost anybody can access almost any type of information. So it's going to start with, and it already has started with, you know, people writing books, people creating courses, people creating blogs and all of that that are catered towards, you know, whether they're young entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial people in general, trying to make them aware and empowered with the ideas that they can create a better world through what they do. You know, I think on an educational side, as far as like, kind of raising young entrepreneurs and both on a kind of parental level and societal level it's a matter of letting kids that are, you know, let's say somebody's a teenager and they're not doing too well in school, recognizing that there might be a different path for people other than the standard, hey, you know, you go to high school, you get good grades, you go to college, you get good grades, you go to grad school, you get good grades. And then you graduate and then you go get a job and, you know, climb that corporate ladder for the next 30 to 40 years. For some people, that's a really great path. And for others, they might not, you know, they might not thrive that well in school. And that doesn't mean that they're not smart, and that doesn't mean that they're not, you know, that they can't provide a great contribution to the world. That just means that they might not excel in, you know, systematic, structured academia, but they might be really, really, really great at their creative side or the ability to lead people or, you know, really build companies and, you know, and provide value in the world. So, you know, I think for both parents and societal leaders, leaders in the world of education, it's a matter of recognizing that and then providing tools and resources like you see with, you know, with groups like Sandbox and,
sure.
and EO and what the Maverick community is kind of doing for young entrepreneurs and a lot of other nonprofits that are starting to spring up that are recognizing this concept that, hey, if we take a 17-year-old or a 20-year-old that, you know, has some entrepreneurial inkling and we help them develop that and recognize that this doesn't make you, you know, being different and going against the grain doesn't make you necessarily a criminal or doesn't make you, you know, a bad student, but you could actually be, you know, this crazy thing we call an entrepreneur, and you could actually create something that changes the world, and here are some tools and resources to do that. So I think that's where it starts, like recognizing that, you know, there's different paths for everybody, and when
right.
somebody's entrepreneurial,
right.
they might not fit well into the system, but they might create something incredible outside of the system, and it's a matter of providing the tools and resources and education outside of the traditional system at this stage until the world evolves and we fit that into our educational systems for them to be able to empower themselves to build businesses and do what it is that they're passionate about.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. That was well done, well articulated. All right, last question. How can people get in touch with you who are interested in your web services through Maverick Core Solutions? I know that there's the website, which is www.maverickcoresolutions.com. But if anyone wants to contact you directly, can they reach you through Facebook or email, or should they just go to the site?
If they go to the site, they can fill out a solution strategy session form, which will allow them to kind of tell me a little bit about their businesses and sign up for a 15 to 30 minute session where, you know, it's not a sales pitch, it's an actual strategy solution session where we talk about your business and how either how we can help your business or how you as the business owner can help your business. You know, our services aren't right for everyone, but for the ones that are, we'll know that through the solution strategy session. For the ones that aren't, you're going to get a ton of value out of the session anyway. So that's probably the best way to go to the site and fill that out. But if somebody wants to get in touch with me directly, either about web services or anything else that we talked about today, my best email is Dima, that's D-I-M as in mom, A, Dima at maverickdna.com. Dima at Maverick Core Solutions also works, but Dima at maverickdna is my favorite one.
Perfect. Listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to be here today and sharing all this goodness with our listeners.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me. And it's been really great working together so far, and I look forward to impacting a lot of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Business Confessional Talk Radio here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this is your host, Michelle Salader. I hope you will join us next time. Thanks.
This is the ePodcast Network.